Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. In thinking about our role and responsibility in telling future generations, Psalm 78 is one of the best places to look at and to study. Psalm 78 is a wisdom instruction psalm that talks about God's plan for not only reaching and telling future generations so they can set their hope in Him, but it also unveils God's desire for every generation who does know Him to be a faithful generation. What is our goal for future generations? As parents and teachers, our goals might include making sure our children are well-educated, having a solid Christian foundation. We desire our children to be responsible, moral citizens, and future leaders in the church. And of course, we all want our children to have a blessed life, to be a blessing to others, including to our children's children and their children's children. But the real question that we need to ask is not what our goal is, but what is God's goal for every generation? Our goal needs to line up and be in sync with God's goal, with His heart desire. What is God's desire for every future generation? Well, Psalm 78, it tells us that. God desires that every generation would be a faithful generation unto Him. But the first point that we need to understand and consider is that God's desire for a faithful generation must first come to Him by faith. That means our first goal as parents, our first goal and priority as teachers is to lead our children to come to Him, to come to faith in Christ. Psalm 78, verse 6 and 7, which is a theme verse for our radio program of Telling Future Generations, says this, that the generation to come might know them, that they might set their hope in God. I've shared before that God doesn't want children to just have a head knowledge, to just know about Him. God wants every generation to come to Him, to have a heart faith in Him, setting their personal hope, their personal trust, their personal faith in Him. Isaiah 43, verse 10 through 11, I really like because it also reveals God's heart's desire to come to Him, to believe on Him by faith. It says, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. God goes on to say, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Leading children to Christ is so very important. But salvation isn't the end goal. Bringing children to faith in Christ is only the beginning in raising a faithful generation. You know, for many years when I read Psalm 78 or taught it as a devotional for a CEF teacher training class, I would often just skip over the second half of verse 7 because it just didn't seem to fit with the first importance of children setting their hope, their trust, their faith in God. I didn't understand how in one verse setting one's hope in God by faith and keeping God's commands went together. The whole verse of Psalm 78, verse 7, tells us, though, the rest of the story. It says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commands. You see, the second point that we need to understand is that God desires that every generation that has come to Him by faith to now be a faithful generation. The Reverend Jesse Overholtzer, who was the founder of Child Evangelism Fellowship that began way back in 1937, he summarized our responsibility as teachers to the future generation like this. We need to teach to reach so that we can reach to teach. We teach to reach by teaching children first that they need to come to Christ. That's salvation. Teach to reach. And then after we have reached them, now we can teach them. We can teach the children to love and to obey God. Teach the children they need to keep God's commands by faith, trusting God more and more each day in every area of their lives. Teach to reach and then reach to teach. You see, faith and faithfulness go together. God desires every generation that has come to Him by faith to be a faithful generation. But there is a problem and a great challenge for us to consider that's also found in Psalm 78. The third point that God wants us to understand is that every generation of faith needs to see a faithful generation. God wants you and I to live out our faith in such a way that future generations see, they know, and they understand. Psalm 78, verses 8 through 11, talks about how one generation, though, can have a negative impact on the next generation in being faithful to God or not. Verse 8 says that they would not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. You see, the first question we need to ask ourselves in being a faithful generation is this. Are children seeing the real you? Are children seeing you being faithful, a faithful generation? One thing about children's ministry is that children, they can see right through you. Children, they know when you love and care for them. Children, they know when your heart is genuine for God or for not. Children, they're not just listening to your words. They're watching what you do. They're listening and seeing and how you live out your faith day by day. They say, especially in children's ministry, more is caught than taught. We teach a little by what we say, more by what we do, and mostly by who we are. Now, if you're not sure you believe that it is who you are that makes the greatest impact on the life of others, let me just ask you a question. Think about your favorite teacher or someone in your life that made a big impact on you. Was it because of what they said, or was it because of who they were? I've sat under some wonderful teachers of God's Word through the years, but I'm not sure I could even put two sentences together word for word of what they said. I can't remember. It wasn't so much their words that impacted me. It was who they were as I saw them live out their faith and their trust in God's Word, as I saw their faith and their faithfulness to God. You know, the other day I told my 9-year-old son that he needs to read his Bible first thing in the morning before he does anything, including watching TV. I told him this while I was busy in the kitchen doing the morning dishes. Without missing a beat, my son said, "Well, you're not reading your Bible right now." What could I say? He was right. As teachers of future generations, we need to be living out our faith in a faithful way. And to do that, that means we need to keep short accounts with God and not let things just slip by in our own heart and lives. All too quickly, a heart that's not right with God or a spirit that's not steadfast with God becomes a setup for a major setback and a lapse of faith. And that's exactly what happened to the children of Israel, to the tribe of Ephraim in the day of battle. Psalm 78 verse 9 goes on to say, "The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle." You see, the problem wasn't the battle, the problem was their faith. Israel in the Bible is always outnumbered, and even still today, but Israel, God's people, always has an almighty God that they can turn to any time. God has promised to Israel, "One shall chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight." But when the day of battle, when the day of test finally came, Israel, they didn't believe that. The children of Ephraim didn't just wake up one day and turn tail and run. The problem was their faith and their trust in God had already been declining. Their faith and trust in God had already been diminishing before the battle had even begun. Their heart wasn't right with God, and their spirit wasn't steadfast with God. It was just on the day of the battle that everybody knew it, and they knew it too. The second question we need to ask ourselves is this: will children see you stand in the day of battle? Will children see that you're not shrinking back, but you're being a faithful generation? This year, one of the children who had come to faith in Christ through one of our CEF after-school good news clubs was diagnosed with what they thought was a malignant brain tumor and needed surgery. And the prognosis wasn't very good. But I'm told that this girl had an amazing calmness about her both before and after the surgery. And less than a week before the surgery, at her church, this young girl wanted to make a public declaration of her faith in Christ. When she was asked if she was worried about the surgery, she said, "No, because Jesus is with me." Her Good News Club teacher later shared with me that this child had such a testimony of faith in times of trials and testing that what she was going through would probably sink the faith of most adults. I agree. Even today, as she is recovering, her faith and her trust in the Lord is so steadfast. You see, God desires for every generation to be a faithful generation, to come to Him first by faith and then to be found faithful. But God also desires that every generation to see what a faithful generation looks like. So are children seeing that we are the real thing, living out our faith? Are children seeing us stand in the day of battle and not shrink back in our faith when the trials and the tests comes in life? And are children seeing that we love and obey God, and we show God that we love Him by keeping His word and showing Him every day that He is our life's focus? Children need to come first by faith to Christ, and then children need to see us living out our faith in Christ. Telling future generations simply means this: inviting children to come and see so we can show and tell them more of what it means to live a life that's faithful to God by faith. You know, the rest of Psalm 78 is really a sad story, but it is also a grace-filled story about the ever-faithful God to a constantly unfaithful people, and we need to learn from it. Psalm 78 verses 10 through 11, there's some of the saddest words in the Bible that's found in the Old Testament. It says, "They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them." You know, these verses don't make any sense. How do you just forget your commitment, your covenant? How do you just skip over and reject God's word? How do you forget God's great love for you that he has shown you and all that he's done for you? How could this even happen? How did a generation that had seen so much of the power and the wonders of God, who knew so much about God and his word, become so unfaithful? The answer is, it was a slow slip, a slow slide and loss of faith and faithfulness to God day by day. Psalm 78, verse 22, a few verses later, actually points out both the problem and the answer. It says, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. If only they would have believed, if only they would have trusted in God for their salvation and their daily needs, their daily deliverance, walking faithfully with their God by faith each day. But Psalm 78 actually tells us one of the greatest news in the world, that it doesn't matter how far you've turned your back and walked away from God. You can, by faith, turn around today and live a life of faith and trust and walking by faith faithfully with your God. You see, it all does come back to faith. Faith is the key in being a faithful generation. We come to God by faith. We walk with God by faith. And we show our faith to the future generations by being faithful to God, by trusting in him each day. What is God's heart's desire? That every generation to be a faithful generation by faith. I love the words to a song sung by Steve Green called Find Us Faithful. I actually saw Steve Green twice this year in different concerts, and his voice and his heart message are still so powerful today. The song talks about how one day, after all of our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all that's left behind, and then the chorus rings out, oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. The last time I heard Steve Green, right before he sang this song, he said something to the audience that I will never forget. He said back in his younger days, he thought faithfulness was all about him and him being found faithful to God each day. He said it was like tightening his belt each morning, trying to hold it all in and hold everything all together in his life just to punch in another notch of faithfulness so that he could walk just a little bit closer with God each day. But now, he says, that he understands that being found faithful isn't so much about his faithfulness to God, but God's faithfulness to us. It's not about us holding on to God, but God holding on to us that enables us every day to walk with our God by faith. May this also be the cry of our own heart. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. But may this generation to come also clearly see that it is not because of our great faithfulness to God, but only because of God's unending grace and his great faithfulness to us, that we might be found to be a generation who, as Psalm 78 says, set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commands. A faith-filled generation being found faithful to God. Why? All because of God's unending faithfulness and great faithfulness to us. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.